Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny, Wednesday, June 25th, 2025. Happy NBA Draft Day, Danny. It's Draft Day.
Day.
Starring Kevin Costner, Wheelin' and Dealin' as the general manager of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'd watch that.
They need to do a remake.
Seriously, just do it with hoops.
Sneaky, awesome movie. I will use the word awesome. I love Draft Day.
When
it's on TV, I will watch it, and I always enjoy it.
It's on my I always end up watching it list, but I don't love it. I know I don't love it. Like, there's a little bit too the weird stuff with, like, the mom of the owner that passed away, and there's, like, that weird conflict, and, like, the little bit unrealistic portrayals of, like, Dennis Leary as the coach, you know, and, like, the weird, but, like, we need a running back. And it's like, that's not how people talk to each other. It's how the Giants front office talk to each other. It's not how regular folks do.
How do you know?
I guess.
We have one window into a front office ever, and it looked a little bit like Draft Day.
It looked kind of like Draft Day.
It was the inept New York Giants this past offseason doing their impression of the movie, basically. But happy Draft Day to everybody. The Wizards on the clock at number 6, and then again at number 18 if they don't move up closer to 6 after that. Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA analyst, former executive, will be on the show with us in 55 minutes at 3 o'clock. You will want to hear what he has to say today. We'll get his thoughts on who the Wizards should take. And is there going to be any moving and shaking in the early part of this first round? And we'll get to that coming up in just a bit. Before we get to the draft, though, Danny, few things on my to-do list to run through with you. Number one, it is so hot.
Yeah.
I saw today, while driving into the studio in the Navy Yard, somebody who chose to eat outside of an air-conditioned restaurant. I don't know what the temperature is right now in D.C. It's close to 100 degrees if it's not. What is that person doing? And my bigger question is, why does anyone do anything outside? Like, to me, today, it's very simple. We're not doing playgrounds. We're not going. The kids aren't playing outside. This is a air-conditioning day. This is a let's put a movie on. Let's run around in the basement kind of day. Why are people outside trying to do anything?
When the local folks in charge are going, listen, we got to cancel stuff that's outside because it poses a danger. And you're like, actually, can I sit outside? Like, it's the summer people. They can't stop being summer people.
Weather's scary in this way, too, because it seems like you're overreacting until you're not to not do something based on the weather. Does that make sense? Like with water, with flooding. It's like, oh, come on, it's rain. Until all of a sudden...
The flood happens.
The flood
happens.
Okay, yep. But I think heat's the same way. The other day we were talking about, I don't even remember the name, but there was a K-pop band, Stray Kids. The K-pop band Stray Kids were at Nationals Park. And there were thousands of people in line for merchandise. And I was driving by and I was like, what in the heck is going on? World Series Game 1's about to be played again. And it turns out this K-pop band was having a VIP... basically sound check for people to come listen to them hours before their show. So people just came down to the Navy Yard, and apparently the ambulances were shuttling people out of there left and right all day long, trying to get them fluids and stuff. And 6 people were hospitalized with semi-serious issues from the heat. And I guess my point is, for those people, you kind of go, okay, we're going to have to, you know, stay hydrated. We're going to have to think about being in the shade or whatever. But you don't really take it seriously until all of a sudden you're about to pass out and you wake up and some paramedics got you on a
car. Standing over you, yeah?
The heat, man, it's real. It's undefeated. Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
And I
admit defeat for a couple of days.
People just want to say, like, oh, you guys are wrong. You guys are, you just don't get it. I do think that our disdain for the summer has a lot to do with the fact that we shop in the Husky section. And the good people at Copair are doing what they can to change that as we speak. But Danny, it can't be all that. I think it's some of that, but it's not all that, starring Kenan Thompson.
Oh, good one. She's All That with Rachel Lee Cook.
Are you looking for Amanda Bynes?
I don't know about that.
Oh, wait. I'm thinking of Ladybugs.
Yeah, Ladybugs is Amanda Bynes, where she plays on the boys' soccer team. She's All That. It's like...
Oh, the beautiful brunette.
Yeah, she's beautiful, but like she has glasses on, so she's not beautiful, but then she's the homecoming queen or
she's
something.
She's All That. And by the way, the transformation was incredible.
Yeah.
Starring Freddie Prinze Jr.
Freddie Prinze Jr. And yeah. I think I got the actress right, Rachel Lee Cook, who I've never seen anything else. The point of the dude's story is, I don't hate it because I got a couple extra layers of skin to protect my muscles, right? Smartly. You people that don't have the extra layers, like they're just vulnerable. They're just out there. They're exposed.
You're right.
Stupid.
Curious decision.
Yeah, I have soft padding to make sure that I'm taken care of. For me, it's the sweat. You don't sweat. I am the sweatiest person of all time, and I'm disgusting. The instant it's above a certain temperature, it doesn't matter if I'm standing, sitting, walking, not walking, running, jumping, in the parking lot outside of DSW, screaming at my 7-year-old, which happened today. It doesn't matter. I'm sweating so much and I'm so uncomfortable. If I'm going to sweat, it needs to be on my terms. I'm exercising. I'm playing the basketball. I'm playing the pickles. I'll wipe my brow, etc. When I'm in regular run-of-the-mill, just living my life, pouring sweat, it's the most miserable thing that we have. I don't get how people can handle it.
Stay cool. Go get yourself some air conditioning and drink a lot of water. It's a hot day out there. Number two on my to-do list.
All right.
AI is out of control.
Yep.
It's so good. I need everybody to stop what you're doing right now and go to @GrantHPaulson on Twitter. One of our listeners, presumably, but a guy that follows me on Twitter sent me a video that he made with artificial intelligence technology. The video is of my dog, Fiona, at one of our appearances at a sports bar, sitting on the table, licking Danny Ruye's face. Danny, who hates my dog and hates all dogs, leans down to be licked by my dog, wanting this interaction of my dog's tongue on his lips, and then afterwards gives a smile. It looks like it really happened.
It looks so real.
I mean, on a scale of 1 to 100, like if this was in a movie theater, we'd say that the effects weren't perfect. But just for something some guy threw together and tweeted me.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
At first glance, I'm going, when did that happen?
Right.
Right?
Like, Fiona's licking Danny, what? And then I'm like, oh, wait, that's a 106.7 The Fan backdrop and table and his laptop. He's at the show. He's wearing a headset mic. This is the greatest AI feed I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how I'm going to incorporate this into our friendship more often.
But this
will not be the last time you see this, I guess, is my point.
Sure, it's going to rear its ugly head again.
How good is this?
It scares the hell out of me. So now here's where it really gets me. It's not so much that you can make something up and after upon further review go, oh, wait a minute, that's not real, right? It's now when I actually see real videos, I don't know.
Constantly.
This is my problem. Not the fake fun ones where there's if you dig for a second, there's a caveat or, hey, this Instagram profile you're looking at isn't real or whatever. That doesn't bother me as much as it bothers some people. It's when I see something that's real and I now have to go, can someone help me? Am I really looking at this or is this a fake thing? How do I take in information?
So I remember telling a buddy, we were talking about AI like 6 months ago, probably. And I remember saying, we're within 5 years away from not being able to tell the difference. And he's like, you think? And I'm like, yeah, I think within the next 5 years, there's going to be probably more audio than video, but you're going to see it and you're not going to know the difference. And I got this week with a video clip that I posted on my Instagram. It was like one of these like nature is wild Instagram accounts when you just do your scrolling reel thing. Mm-hmm. And now saying it out loud is embarrassing and seems so dumb, but it was this gorilla in the wild taking like a heavy, like a branch basically, and whacking an alligator over the head with it like a human would do to like a wild animal.
Mm-hmm.
And the alligator's like in water and the gorilla's on the water's edge. And he just picks up this really big branch and he just like whacked the heck out of the alligator and like shakes his head. And I thought, oh my God, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. There's like a baby gorilla behind it.
Yeah, gorilla's mad at the alligator and they're fighting.
It looked 95% real. I wasn't investigating it as being fake. When I did, when everyone started saying, dude, this is AI, look when he shakes his head at how it blurs. And I'm like, oh, you're right. That's definitely AI. But my point is just scrolling, it tricked me. But that does happen less than the other way. And that's just as scary. Like, mm-hmm. I never talked about that one 6 months ago, where the thing that's real, you think isn't real. Or you just kind of dismiss. Right.
Now, I don't know.
I'll give you a great example. A very, very famous person yesterday that a lot of people have heard of dropped a casual F-bomb
yes.
while talking publicly in a fairly ridiculous situation and setting, right?
I thought it was fake.
I was scrolling and saw it in the morning yesterday, and I was like, that's good. Thinking like somebody made it.
Good job, person that does right. post the. Like, I don't know how to post a meme. First of all, I don't know how.
The same.
Someone did that. Yeah.
That sent me Fiona licking your face and you smirking. That guy made the clip of this celebrity dropping an F bomb, and I was like, "That's kind of real to life." Yeah. Like, good one. And then later in the day, I found out just in passing that it had really happened.
Yes.
I'd already dismissed it as AI like and 7 hours before that.
This is my issue. Not the fake ones for fun. Now, eventually that's going to be bad where like someone's like framed for a crime or something, or, you know, there's going to be some sort of ridiculous thing that happens, which sucks. It's the, I don't know what I'm watching anymore. Like but real ones, I now think are fake. That's where I actually get irritated.
Here's my question then. This is now a few months after we had the discussion of will we really be tricked in the next several years? 2 years from now, what's it like?
Mm-hmm.
5 years from now.
Like, I know when LeBron is saying ridiculous things at the podium and it's doesn't the lips don't quite match the verbiage.
Those are fun.
Fake, fun. I had a good time.
Also harmless.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
Right. Like, where he made fun of Luka Doncic and called him portly, and he made fun of this head coach that I got fired, that head coach 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 I got fired, these 17 players I forced the team to acquire in order to make my agent happy, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's fake. I get that. I don't have a problem with that. And I'll have a good chuckle like everybody else. But when he actually says something ridiculous, am I going to think that's AI too? Because someone just did a real life one?
It's wild.
That's what I don't like.
Where we're at already. Mm-hmm. How fast.
I know.
And by the way, the AI not knowing is the video real, is the video not real situation
mm-hmm.
is such small peanuts compared to some of the other stuff I see. I'm assuming it's real, but maybe it's fake.
Right.
To stay on brand here. But like robots, like yelling back at people in labs. You've seen this stuff? Or like robots that like try to slap a human in a lab.
Yeah.
Straight out of iRobot starring Will Smith. Right.
Where it's like every sci-fi story ever.
Like it's happening.
Goes in one direction and everyone's like, let's sprint forward with rocket ships.
Nobody's ever seen a movie.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever watched anything. But it's I feel like we're like 7 years ahead of where we thought we would be in terms of the toothpaste out of the tube on this a little bit. And so much of it is good. I'm not saying you shut it all down and it's all evil and terrible. I'm just saying it's hard to know anymore.
I'm on that spectrum. I'm way closer to it's all evil and terrible and shut it all down.
You like, are. But I think a lot of it can be good.
I think that's how it all starts. Skynet was a great idea. You know, like the automated defense thing was a great idea. The dog that can do flips or the dancing robots are great. They're all great ideas.
It's going to end terribly because we can't help ourselves and we always want more, 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 more. In a world where we could just kind of take the good stuff and get rid of the bad stuff, this utopian society that I'm creating, it would be very excellent and for everybody to have this technology. But it whatever good is going to get outweighed eventually by you getting absolutely beeslapped by a robot.
So the idea that a super strong robot could show up to like a building that collapsed and quickly move the rubble to save someone inside.
Correct.
That's how it begins. Then the robot goes, well, you know what caused this? Was shoddy human construction. Humans must die. Doom. The great thing that we started off with, the awesome idea, now it's just rolling around Liam Neeson throat chopping people until we're all into oblivion. Like, that's how it always starts.
Big leap of the lily pads from what an amazing video of Fiona licking Danny's face that I was saying.
So my point is, it's terrifying, and we could strike it from the record. Huh?
Anybody? Go check it out at Grant H. Paulson.
It looks so real.
You want to see that. And to KBWFT, who sent me that, might be one of the greatest things I've ever gotten online from a listener in, you know, 14, 15 years at this station. So attaboy and well done. Nats Padres rubber match today. Short show for us. 3:40 pregame, 4:10 first pitch for the third and final game of this series. It's been split through two, but C.J. Abrams and James Wood are dominating their old team. So far, I believe it's still 6 hits, 6 runs, and something like 4 or 5 RBI between the two of them in the first 2 games of this series, both drafted, developed, and then traded by the San Diego Padres in the Soto deal to Washington. And oh, by the way, Mackenzie Gore's on the mound today.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, that's the coup de grace right there. Hopefully... better start than last time. Would be lovely if he shoved on those Padres.
That was his worst start of the year. He's only had 2 or 3 starts that weren't really good.
Mm-hmm.
He's been an all-star. He's been an ace. He's pitched like a number one. So you got Gore on the hill with Wood and Abrams at the top of the lineup today, all from the Soto deal against the Padres, looking to take 2 out of 3 in San Diego. But let's turn our attention, Danny, to the NBA draft. And we want to hit the phones on this next. We're going to discuss this. It's actually going to be our poll of the day today on Grant and Danny, so you can go vote on the fans' Twitter account. On 106.7, the fans Twitter page. We want to know if Ace Bailey's available at 6, do you take him, yes or no? Like, we've had guests on that say if he's there, sprint to the podium, he shouldn't be there. We've also had people, and Kevin Sheehan went hard in the paint yesterday on this, who say, I want nothing to do with that guy. I don't care if you're picking at 11. He quit in the Maryland game, and I just don't like the player and now all the baggage leading up to the draft. Where do you stand on Bailey? If he's there at 6, and in this hypothetical, I would even say, to make it just more about Bailey, let's say the guy you like the most other than him is gone. So for me, that's Trey Johnson.
Same, yeah.
And I can't just take Trey Johnson over him. So Johnson goes 5. And now it's Bailey against someone I don't love. Are you taking him? Yes or no? That is our poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Local, long distance, residential, commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. That's next on Grant and Danny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, Bobby Marks of ESPN's NBA coverage, former executive, will be on the show in a little over 30 minutes. Between now and then, I do want to talk about some of the rumors on the Commanders RFK 2.0 project and the possibility that a retractable roof could be in play. We'll do that at 2:45 today, right here on Grant and Danny. But our poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, is up. The draft is finally here. It's tonight, and the Wizards have the sixth pick. If Ace Bailey is still available for the Wizards at that spot, would you take him, yes or no? Danny, I just voted. I am unequivocally a yes on this, and I think that may surprise people because this is the type of thing that normally grinds my gears and where if you don't want to play by my rules, if you want to do things your own way, if you want to be a pre-draft malcontent, essentially, you're probably on a no draft list for me a lot of the time. I think this is a special circumstance where the league is about scoring. And at his peak, I'm not sure that there's a better true scorer in this draft than Ace Bailey. He will give you an upside offensively that I'm not sure you can get anywhere else at six. Now, to make the hypothetical work, we said Trey Johnson's not available. That's my favorite player
right
out of Texas. It's the two guard that I want with Bub in the backcourt for years to come. And if they're both there, I would actually take Trey Johnson because I love him. But if Johnson goes five, and now at six, we're talking about Ace Bailey or Con Knipl or Malawach or Fears or something like that, some combination therein, I'm taking Ace Bailey. And it is a risk, and it may blow up in their face. I think you've got to swing big in their situation. And so I am pointing out to the seats, like Babe Ruth in 1932,
yep,
and I am swinging that bat as hard as I can.
Now, this is a hypothetical that's broken, so stay with me. Would you do that at one, two, or three if he was the quote-unquote most talented guy and you're still swinging big? Or is it kind of those, you know what, we're at six, it's now worth the risk reward is worth it to me?
It's that one.
It's that one.
You know, especially one, in a world where Cooper Flagg exists, he's not a consideration.
Right.
Two, I think Harper has clearly separated himself. At three is where the debate begins. Mm-hmm. I think I would probably take him at three. Again, I happen to be in love with Trey Johnson. A lot of people that know way more tell me I'm going to end up being wrong on Trey Johnson, and that's fine. But like, he's the guy that I've fallen in love with in this class. So for the sake of the discussion, so it's just Bailey-centric,
right,
I keep saying Trey Johnson's not available. And at three, if it's Bailey or Edgecombe, I would take Bailey. If it's Bailey or Knipl, okay, like, it starts there for me. The whole thing's about scoring. That's, to me, what we overthink sometimes. And I know he's a little smaller than we think, and there's some measurables that maybe don't translate. Yeah,
it's not like he's 6'2", though. You know what I mean? Like,
can he get a bucket?
Yeah.
That's the question.
And the answer is yes. This is where I realize I'm probably a hypocrite, and I'm probably talking out of both sides of my mouth, because the thing that I've wanted for so long as a Wizards fan is, please stop going all in for the middle. Please stop mortgaging future first-round picks so you can win the 38th game. Please stop, you know, sending every year's first-round draft pick to Phoenix so you can trade for Marcin Gortat to win that 38th or 39th game while you're, you know, playing Bradley Beal 45 minutes a night. Stop doing that. Try to be great. Do whatever you have to do to be great. And this is an opportunity to do that exact same thing, because your point is 100% correct. That's the second most talented player in this draft, in my opinion. Talking about Ace Bailey. I'm too scared. I'm too nervous. This, to me, is the classic get-you-fired guy, meaning you take him, and we could fast forward 6 months, and this guy that's advising him, and again, he may have turned his life around, but that profile scared the hell out of me. This guy's not a certified agent, has him, you know, like, he's pretending that he knows better than everybody else that's ever come before him to manipulate this pre-draft process, and this is the guy that's in his ear. Things that we now look at as fairly sophomoric might be signs of some, you know, ridiculousness to come. I'm too nervous to do it, so I wouldn't do it. And that's, again, it's probably talking out of both sides of my mouth, because the upside's undeniable.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Ace Bailey's staring at you. He's fallen to six. Yes or no? Are you pulling the trigger? Elijah's in D.C. Elijah, sorry you got sent to the FCL, but was happy to see you had two hits and a double yesterday. How are you? Elijah?
I can think of this like going to a Greek or a Roman museum. You know how you see all of these great heads of kings or whatever, but they are standing or their heads are on pillars. Right. And we have to decide, is this kid a pillar or is he a head that's going to go on the pillar that represents this franchise? For me, a franchise that says 2028 is a year that we're looking for people to be like, yay, progress, you know. So you have to say, is this kid going to be comfortable with coming in, scoring and losing? OK. Is he going to be comfortable to say, I can score points and potentially my team is still going to not be good? High-end picks, mentally, that is very tough for a guy. I'm not saying that's just part of the ball game. If you're a good player, there's a chance you're going to go somewhere that you aren't going to be, they aren't going to be cooking until you put something together. Now, I think they are still in a place that they are building their identity or mentally, like, this is how we get down. This is our decisions or how we think about things. It doesn't before we bounce a ball on the floor. So when you're still trying to make sure that everyone is on the same page of how we're moving, you have to be extremely careful with yielding your identity to talent. This talent.
So
has
yay
to
or
be,
nay? How are you voting on the poll of the day?
I'm sorry if I'm going on.
No,
and
you're
on.
Good.
I'm at a nay. I'm at a nay because the team hasn't shown me yet that they have enough pieces to support this.
So they're not in a place, essentially.
I think it's very thoughtful.
I think it's a good answer. I mean, it succinctly, if you're not ready to bring in a possible problem child. But this is what they've got to figure out. I'm not convinced he will be. Maybe he will be. And if that's the case, then you got to get him out of here or it's not going to work. But I think it's very possible he just doesn't want to go to the top three teams. And that's not a crime. I'm not saying I like that you upset the apple cart and you uproot the process and you're bigger than the draft, but we've seen it done when John Elway doesn't want to play for the Colts or Eli Manning doesn't want to be a Charger or whatever. Guiding yourself to a team is going to happen more and more. What I'm actually more alarmed by, and I don't have all the details, so a little bit of, probably irresponsible like posturing for me, but it seems to me like the agency that he works with, the agent that he hired, like he's making bad decisions along the way. That I worry more about than was this guy, he didn't work out for anybody. Is he not going to follow any rules? I think what's happening before the draft and how he'll act after the draft are two different things. I watched him as an example training with Giannis in a video that just came out. And it was he and his teammate, Dylan Harper. And it was very clear Ace Bailey was like loving the experience, right? Like mm-hmm. Giannis is like, no, no, no. And he's like, tell him, you got a jab step here. And he came off to me like a guy that I was like, that'd be a good guy to have at your practice. Now, it was a 3-minute clip on YouTube or whatever. But I guess my point is, am I worried? Yes. I'm not convinced that this is someone you don't want in your building.
And I just don't. And that's totally fair, by the way.
And how can we possibly know when we don't get to meet him?
Exactly.
We don't get to talk to him. But there are people that get paid millions of dollars with the Wizards that have to figure that out. And you can't be wrong.
Exactly. And I just don't know the answer. And there's a sliding scale where, again, forget. Let's pretend all the other prospects don't exist. I couldn't pull the trigger at one. Probably not two either. Three, I could have that debate. But now you're down at six and there's a risk reward there. Where are you going to be the guy that passes on the second most talented player in the class? Or are you going to be the guy that goes, you know what? Someone else is going to have to deal with it. And it may be nothing, but it might be something. You see what I mean? Like the mystery box is the way I kind of refer to it. As a player that's got some immaturity at times as an 18-year-old freshman at Rutgers, they didn't win a ton. And there's some holes in his game that are all improvable. I mean, you go to an NBA organization, they'll figure out, hey, your handle isn't as good when you're dealing in traffic. I bet you they got a drill for that. They'll be just fine for player development-wise. But the ceiling is undeniable. But he scares the hell out of me.
There's also something funny about, as he falls down the board, the value grows because the juice becomes worth the squeeze. I always look at it the other way, too, which is kind of ominous. It gets to a point when you go, if this many teams have passed on him, maybe this is worse than we think.
Like, it's kind of like the Shedeur Sanders corollary.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. Right. I mean, maybe they figured something out. Maybe there is something cancerous about the makeup that he's going to be bringing to my room, or, you know, whether a lot of times it's medical, if I'm being honest, but like maybe there is something that they saw in the imaging and the health. And I know that does scare teams off occasionally. If you trust in your staff and you're good enough and you do it the right way, then you shouldn't really care what 29 or 30 or 31 other teams, depending on the sport, think. But that's a real thing where, at 13, let's say, a guy that was supposed to go 3 or 4 is still there, and you go, wait, 12 teams have said no to this guy. 8 or 9 probably should have taken him on talent. Do they know something I don't know? And I don't know when that starts,
right?
But it's almost like a comedy where it's not funny. It's not funny until you punch through the wall, and now it's funny again.
Yep.
The great value thing goes away at some point and kind of implodes. I don't think the Wizards are at that spot. I think at 6, you're just in the grab him range. But, and I'm making this up, if he got to 10 or 11 tonight, I think we would know, okay, what we thought was
this serious,
playful, yeah, agents just kind of steering him to a team or two. Actually, teams decided, no, thank you. In their interactions with this player, they said, we want nothing to do with him. And I think, when does that begin? If he doesn't get taken in the top 8 or 9, if pick 10 rolls around and Ace Bailey is still there, now we know. This was not really about the Wizards deciding between him or not. He was probably not on their board.
So it reminds me a few years ago, not the same thing, but just trying to draw comps and points of comparison. Cam Reddish was one of the most talented players in the draft. Kid went to Duke, came out after one season. And as he's talent-wise, there's no question he's a top 2 or top 3 pick. He didn't go top 2 or top 3. I think it went 8 or 9 or something like that in a draft the Wizards weren't interested. And that's fine, by the way. It turned out that he hasn't really done a whole heck of a lot. And it's not because of talent issue, right? I mean, again, this profile that I read, really, really good job by this guy who went in depth. This dude who's his agent, not a certified agent, basically he feels indebted to him because the guy plucked him out of a terrible situation, put him on his AAU team, and, you know, they kind of had this great relationship for so many years. The guy's was a convicted felon who's, by all accounts, turned his life around, this agent person. But it's like he's doing these attempts at master strokes. Like, look at, I'm playing three-dimensional chess. And it's like, are you, or do you not know what you're doing? And if this is the guy that's in his ear, what is that going to mean going forward? You know what I mean? Like, again, and then there's also some of the questions about the game where it's like, you got 2 lottery picks on your roster and you can't get a good look against Minnesota. Like, you're struggling to score against Northwestern. Why are you taking all these long twos fading away at the end of the shot clock? Where's the dominance? Where's your dragging your team to victory in a pretty decent Big Ten? You know what I mean? How do you finish 15 and 17, 11th in the Big Ten with the ball in your hands 45% of the time? You know what I mean? Like, there's enough questions where I'm too scared, and that's probably my issue.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. A report came out yesterday that a retractable roof hasn't been ruled out for the Commanders' new stadium. I wanted to provide some important context on that from what I've gathered on the team's stadium planning. Is a retractable roof on the table at the RFK site? We'll get into that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, Bobby Marks of ESPN on the draft, and a busy 24 hours of trades in the NBA offseason. He'll join us in 15 at 3 o'clock. Yesterday, ABC7's Scott Abraham tweeted about a possible retractable roof at the RFK site. He said the Commanders have not ruled out a retractable roof, according to a source. He said the team is also having conversations about keeping RFK in the new stadium name, according to a source. So a couple of things on that. I think, number one, he's obviously right. It has not been ruled out. They don't have a blueprint. They have not contracted a architect yet. They don't know the design. So how could you possibly know if it's going to be a retractable roof or not? And the team's new president and the people around him have not spoken publicly about whether or not there would be a retractable roof, nor have they said that there wouldn't be one. I know from my past conversations with Jason Wright, as well as many other people in and around ownership and with the team in multiple iterations now, what has always been said to me is a retractable roof is not that practical because of the cost and how rarely you actually use the retractable nature of it. And the idea now for teams is to build a roof. And I think what they're trying to do, best I have been told, is not to build a retractable roof. I don't think that that is necessarily legitimately on the table. It hadn't been ruled out. It's a possibility, depending on how things go, if they want to spend a lot more money. But with the $1.1 billion and the current idea that they have, this will be a roof that allows them to bring nature inside so you feel like you're outside, like they're doing now at SoFi, like they're doing in Minneapolis, like they do at Allegiant in Vegas, where the doors and the windows open and the air comes in. You can sit there in an open-air stadium as if you're outside on a 76-degree September day. The roof is translucent, essentially almost glass and see-through, so you feel like you're outside. That's what they're trying to do. There will be a roof, so there's no rain and there's no snow, and the elements are largely gone, and people won't like that in terms of, you know, weather games. And the roof doesn't come and go. It's just there all the time. But there will be ways where they can literally open doors and windows almost like a garage. Think like you're in a restaurant. And sometimes they'll open those big garage doors and all of a sudden there's a breeze and it's sunny and you feel like you're on a nice spring day, kind of outside. That's the idea. That's what they're trying to do.
So people hear dome and they go Astrodome, Superdome, like the old
40
thing.
Years ago.
Correct. In 1970, whatever, when that was the modern Marvel, that's as good as you got. They can do a lot more now. Right. And so that's what I'd expect. So I just thought that was strange that tweet from Scott. I mean, and he heard from somebody and he's putting the info out there. I guess it's what he's supposed to do. But that's always kind of dead on arrival to me, especially because what are we haggling over? What's not you and me, but what's happening right now this minute? The DC Council, what are they talking about? They're not going, can we add money to this project? Is there more? Josh Harrison Company are about to spend more than almost anyone else has ever spent. They're not going to go, we should probably add $1 billion to this. and have something that we'll use seven times over the course of the first 10 years of the project, right? Like, no. Part of the design is the thing that you're talking about, where you get almost the retractable roof.
Yeah.
It's everything short of a retractable roof. It's the, yes, you get airflow from this. Yes, you get sunlight from that. And yes, you can have this open air thing and have these cool experiences. No, the roof isn't going to move because, again, I don't know anything. I'm not an architect, but that adds $1 billion. We don't just have the extra billy around. If we did, I don't know that we'd use it for that, quite frankly. We'd do something else. It's, to me, it's a non-starter. It's what I wanted. And then I heard that information and I went, oh yeah, right. I guess that makes sense. The stadium, the roof never opens.
And I wouldn't say it's a 0% chance. I mean, they could just decide in the end, they're going to fork over a lot more money to do that because it allows you to, I'm making this up, but let's say host an event that you wouldn't otherwise, or because you heard from your fans and all of a sudden you got enough billionaires and the 17 people that own the team. They say, well, let's just throw some more money at the project. I'm just saying that's not realistic or shouldn't be expected. That's also not the current plan. The current plan and what they've been planning for an extended period of time is to have a roofed, closed stadium. That was a demand by DC and the mayor. If you want to have a stadium in the city, it's got to be closed. Now, you could have it be able to be opened at an exorbitant amount of money. And when that happens, by the way, we've talked about this on the show constantly, you don't open it that much. There's going to be some fall dates where it would be open on a September or October day, perhaps. But in November, when there's a chance of rain, you're closing it. It's not like with a retractable roof, you're going, we like the weather. You know, we want a snow game today. That will never happen again with a retractable roof or a roof. Because the moment weather comes into play, it's not like baseball where you build the dimensions around your team. You got a fast team that bunts, so you grow the grass higher in the infield. No. When you have the ability to close, it's about the comfort of your fans. It's about getting people to come and be willing to sit there for hours all day long instead of leaving their house where they don't have to pay money for tickets. It's about putting the best product on the field and helping your team score points and not slip and fall and make, you know, a situation harder to stay healthy and make injuries happen more frequently. So you basically need a window of like kickoff temperature between 60 and 75 with no precipitation or the chances like under 25% or something. And if you go back through, I guarantee there's plenty of dates like that in late September into the end of October, probably. So there would be some games every year, but the vast majority of them, the roof would be closed anyway. And so it just doesn't become financially practical, even though it is the perfect situation. And if you were Stan Kroenke and you just dug into your pockets for a $5 billion stadium, maybe you do that. He didn't need to in California. It doesn't rain enough. But maybe you do that here. That's not what they're doing. They have a $1.1 billion operation right now, and that's their plan, and that's what they're doing.
Right. So, yeah, it, to me, it's always been a non-starter. Not always. But it when I was listing my things that I wanted years ago on this wish list type topic that we had in like 2017 or 2018, something like that, I would go, I love a retractable roof because I'm with you guys. I'd love to have outdoor elements when it's nice in the fall.
It'd be the number one thing on my wish list, by the way. I just don't think it's real.
But I just don't think it's real. That's the way to put it, right? It is simply not practical in a place where money is an object.
Yes.
You know that phrase, money's no object? Money's very much an object in this one.
And it just is. Maybe if Josh Harris was going to build a $3.5 billion stadium by himself, you'd have a retractable roof. I'm not saying he should be. I'm just saying if he wanted to Kroenke this thing, $5 billion, SoFi, yeah, I don't need any of your money. I'm doing it myself. Then you'd get your retractable roof and everything else that you want. That's not what they're doing, though. They're spending more on than any project in the history of DC, and they're spending at a percentage rate higher than any ownership group ever has in a split, essentially, with a team, 76% at $1.1 billion. But that's one thing where they go, it'd be nice, not necessary. A roof is plenty good enough. And that's what they're going to do. Their goal, because they've heard from people, is to make sure on those nice days mm-hmm. that you don't feel like you're inside. It's not, you know, just a bunch of like the Tropicana Field, you know, with an actual dome, right, to your point. But it's also, it's not going to be like an unfinished top of a restaurant with like vents and stuff. You're just looking up at the rafters. It's going to look like a glass panel and you're going to see the sun. I mean, that's their goal. There's going to be, I keep referencing Allegiant, but that's the one place I've been that had this tech where basically the wind is coming from like one side because it's wide open in this indoor stadium. And you're like, you kind of feel like you're outside. And the best comp I have is when you sit at one of these restaurants with a big garage door.
There you go.
That's what they're trying to accomplish in the stadium. And there's now technology that 10 years ago didn't exist that allows you to do that. I think it's the happy medium for people that want. There's going to be people that are unhappy that want to go to snow games
without question.
Rain games. You know, everyone laughs and calls me names because my point is, I would never willingly want to do that. But a lot of people want to do the tough guy thing where, like, give me a snow game. I'll be the last one to leave with frostbite. And, like, that's cool. But it's harder to sell tickets. It's harder to get families to go. And most people don't want that. They would rather sit at home in 70 degrees and eat their chips and dip.
Yeah, they'll point out that, you know, the Northeastern team or the cold weather team dealing with the warm weather team that's got to come visit them and, you know, around January football time, there's a historical advantage to that. You may be right, but are you going to that game tearing your shirt off like you're at Soldier Field in the 80s? Like, I don't know. I think it's easier to say, and you might ultimately be right about that, but the whole world is trade-offs. And you're making some trade-offs here. Like, if you'd rather have it in the middle of the wilderness where you're driving 3 hours and in the middle of nowhere and you can have the outdoor stadium, have at it, Hoss. This is kind of what you got to do, I think, to build it here.
I favorited this tweet at the end of May, not knowing if I'd ever get to read it on the show, but if it came up, I wanted to. And today's the day. From somebody who covers the Ravens for our sister station 105.7 in Baltimore, Cordell Woodland. He says, when asked about the potential for a retractable roof at M&T Bank Stadium, so that's the Raven Stadium, which is about the same age as Northwest Stadium, and they're trying to upgrade it. The SVP of marketing for the Ravens was asked, as you guys refurbish this stadium, are you going to do a retractable roof? And he said, and I quote, this is the AFC North. We play football outside, which is cool. I thought it was an awesome quote, and there's like a badge of honor, Browns, Bengals, mm-hmm. Ravens, Steelers, like we're playing snow games. And like, that's cool. Their fans are going to be more miserable in the snow than Washington's fans are going to be on the same night when it's 71 degrees in their stadium. And some people don't like that, and I get that. But the majority of people do, and the money's going to speak. All right, next, let's bring on Bobby Marks. It is draft night in the NBA. He's a former executive in a front office who has been in war rooms on this day. We'll ask him about the process and what happens at 6 with the Wiz tonight on Grant and Danny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.